Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Program this time we have, as usual, information from the Department of Radio and Space Services in Sydney, New South Wales, concerning solar activity. The department advises that solar activity continues to be at a very low level. There are no sunspots visible on the earthward-facing side of the sun, and the daily equivalent sunspot number has accordingly dropped to zero. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux, that's increased, or has increased to a little bit, to 65. So those conditions are not very good for high-frequency propagation in the weeks ahead, and it means that on darkness or semi-darkness propagation paths, propagation on frequencies above about 10 megahertz will continue to be unreliable. However, propagation on frequencies above about 10 megahertz on daylight paths will be somewhat more satisfactory. As I said before in these programs, the current sunspot cycle number 24 is not now expected to continue past the middle of 2019. So at around that time, which is 7 or 8 months from now, we should expect to see new sunspots for the new solar cycle. In the meantime, we have some propagation notes made from here in Melbourne. Quite good reception during our pre-sunrise periods. It's on the lower frequency international bands, and this may be of interest for the 49 metre band. 5895, the BBC from the Dushanbe relay with programming in Korean. 5910, another frequency for the BBC, this time from Yerevan in Armenia with broadcasts in Dari. 5920, a politically based station using brokered transmitters known as the Voice of Freedom from South Korea, and it broadcasts in the Korean language. 5945, China National Radio Network 1 in Chinese. 5980, the Voice of Turkey in Turkish. And 6155, the Vatican Radio from Santa Maria di Galleria with broadcast in Ukrainian. And 6180, Ebra Radio, the religious broadcasting organisation using brokered transmitters, this time from Dabaya in the UAE with transmissions to Africa in Somali. And 6190, the BBC from Mayerton, South Africa relay station with programming in English to Africa, of course. And 6195, yet another BBC frequency, this time from the Oman relay station in English. Move up to the 41 metre band, continue our survey. This is again between 1730 and 1800. 7510, Far East Broadcasting Association, the religious station broadcasting from Yerevan in Armenia with programs in the Silte language, that's S-I-L-T-E. 7495, the Voice of America, carrying the Diwa radio programs from the Udorn relay station in Thailand with broadcasts in Pashto. And three frequencies for China National Radio Network 1,
7365, 7345 and 7305. All heard at quite good level here in Melbourne. Well, that was a short summary of some recent signals noted here in Melbourne between 1730 and 1800. That's just pre-sunrise here in Melbourne. In the same time period, we're noting good reception in the 25 metre band, which is unusual at a time of very low sunspot activity. And these are the notes. 11655, the Spanish foreign radio from Madrid with programming in Spanish. Paranormal frequencies were 11940 and 12030. 11745, Saudi Arabia, carrying the program known as Al Azim. That's Al-AZM, in Arabic, of course. 11860, the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service, carrying programs from the Yemeni, or Yemen radio, relaying Yemeni home service programs from Saudi Arabia, in Arabic. 5955, Radio Romania International, with programming in Macedonian. And 6000, China National Radio Network 1. So quite good reception here in Melbourne between 1730 and 1800. And that short summary was in the lower frequency bands. We'll turn our attention now to more propagation notes from Melbourne, this time a little bit later in the morning, between 1900 and 1930, that's just on local sunrise here in Victoria. Various frequencies as follows. 9975, the Voice of America from the Udorn relay station in Thailand with morning programs in Korean. 9895, Adventist World Radio from Nauen in Germany with programming in the Wolof language. That's W-O-L-O-F, Wolof. 7375, Radio Thailand on its new frequency for the new transmission season, broadcasting to Europe. And 9615, China Radio International, with programs in German from the Urumqi relay station. 9535, another frequency for China Radio International from Baoji in Portuguese. And 9485, the Voice of America with its Tigrinya language programs from the Wolferton, England relay station. And 9390, the Voice of America again with its broadcast in Kurdish from Biblis in Germany. In the 41 metre band, some interesting signals between 1900 and 1930. These are 7520, Radio Free Europe in, I think, not Radio for Europe, that's Radio for Asia, in Chinese, from the Tinian relay station. 7455, the Voice of America from Lampethon in Germany, with programs in Kurdish. 7375, Radio Romania International, with broadcast in Romanian, and that is causing interference to the Radio Thailand broadcasts on the same frequency. And 7315, the Algerian station broadcasting in Arabic from the Usedon relay station in France. And 7275, Adventist World Radio, again broadcasting from a relay station in Moosburg, Austria, with programs in Hausa to Africa. And 7235, Radio Romania International, broadcasting in German to listeners in Africa and the Middle East. 49 metres 5900, an interesting frequency for Radio Taiwan International from the Kostenbrod relay station with programs in German. And 5990, China Radio International from the CEREC relay station with broadcast in French to Africa, the Middle East and Europe. So if we concentrate on the frequencies below about 10 megahertz in our morning period here in Melbourne, and that those conditions should be sustained in the immediate future, and occasionally there'll be reception on the 25 meter band in the same time period. Mindful of the fact that sunspot activity continues to be at a very low level, with no sunspots visible on the earthward facing side of the sun, and the 10.7 meter solar radio flux is hovering around 61 to 65.
All the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.